I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. There are some fairly new regulations in place with regard to the handling of our amphibian and reptile creatures in West Virginia, and when we return, we'll talk a little more about those in a moment. Kevin Oxenrider, biologist with the West Virginia DNR, works with snakes, salamanders, and other tiny critters in our state and says, thankfully, the legislature approved several new laws about 5 years ago aimed at protecting many of those species.
West Virginia reptile and amphibian regulations were put into place back in 2014. And the reason that we put those into place is to make sure that we're protecting our amphibian and reptile resources that we have here in West Virginia. And amphibians and reptiles are two of the leading taxa that are experiencing declines or rapid declines.
Under those regs, there are tight rules on who can collect things like turtles or salamanders and rules against selling.
It placed possession limits on every native species in the state and gave them some protections in the sense of only West Virginia residents are able to collect and possess native species in the state. No one's allowed to purchase or sell native species. And it also requires that in order to take aquatic life, which would incorporate turtles, salamanders, frogs, and toads, that you have to have a valid West Virginia fishing license. A
couple of new wrinkles added to the regs in recent years. First, the gray rat snake has been added. It was originally thought to not be in West Virginia, but research shows, in fact, we do have it. Secondly, the regs allow for the keeping of one rattlesnake, 42 inches or longer, but now there's clarification in the law that how that measurement must be made from the tip of the nose to the base of the rattle. And the reason for the regs? Well, poaching.
Reptiles and amphibians in general have all had issues globally from the pet trade in that people are collecting them. And I shouldn't say it's just the pet trade. It's just from poaching issues that can be used for the pet trade. Turtles and other things are used in medicinal practices in other countries. And so, and for human consumption.
He adds disease is another problem.
Although there aren't diseases that are being transferred, at least the ones that are causing mass mortality events of amphibians and reptiles that are being transferred to people, moving of animals from one area to another can facilitate these diseases and cause them to cause mass mortality events in our local population.
I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.